it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio for another garden show with Dwayne Hastad. And good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning, everybody. And things are turning a little green. We had around 3 inches of rain in the area, so some places had more. So that was a lifesaver for lots of stuff.
Yep, it was. It's amazing just how much a little rain will do to your lawn. Green it up pretty good.
It greened it up, and that's good because a lot of them were really going dormant and almost were too long, and they would have died. But we need to do some renovation of those this fall, and we have a question coming up, and we'll go talk about that in just a little bit.
That's right. Beautiful day. The humidity's down. The dew points are down, and that's the way I like it, Dwayne. And plants like it that way, too, I would guess.
Yes, it's really good out there. If you're working out in your garden, your lawn, or pruning your bushes, it's a lot easier to do it like this than down south. It's 105 degrees and humid, and we got some pretty great weather right now.
Well, as always, we're going to open up our phone lines for any questions for Dwayne. Give us a call here at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for a question for Dwayne on the garden show this morning. And Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
Plant of the week is called a magic lily, which it comes up early spring and sets leaves, has long strappy leaves, and then the leaves all go dormant and don't die back, but they go dormant. And then in the middle of August, a spike will come up and has lily flowers up on the top. It's pink, and it's called a magic lily or a resurrection lily or what, Paul?
The naked lady someone posted on Facebook.
Yeah, and you know why they call it the naked lady?
I have no idea.
Because the leaves are produced in the spring and die down, and then usually comes up right around August 13th and doesn't have any foliage or covering or clothing, so they call, and it shoots up about 2 feet tall, so they call it a naked lady lily.
Wow, that's interesting.
it's really pretty. I have that in my garden. That's what that picture is from, and it's really unusual. It usually shoots up at my house on August 13th, so it was a couple days early this year.
Oh, wow, okay. So it actually blooms twice a year then, huh?
Nope. Only blooms once. In the spring, it just shoots leaves. Okay, so you'll get a whole mess of leaves. Those die back, and then middle of August, it'll shoot a stalk with a pink flower on it.
Oh, wow, okay.
So it's kind of unusual. So you want something different, the flowers in mid-August, naked lady, magic lily, resurrection lily, all the same name.
Okay. Yeah, it's a pretty plant, that's for sure. Let's talk about what our horticultural concern is for the week, Dwayne.
There's a lot of concerns out there. The rain did help with some of them, but the other one that people really don't know about is the spider mites. Mite isn't an insect, it's a mite family, so the insecticides you've been using doesn't kill this little creature. It likes to attack your petunias, impatiens. It really likes potentillas and evergreens. And what it looks like is that your plants are drying up, like there's not enough water, and you keep watering them, so then you kill them that way too, because you overwater them. If you take a sheet of paper, stick it under the branches and shake the top, you'll see little black, red, green little mites going all over. So you have to spray for that, or what they do is suck all the juices out of, they'll go on one plant first, kill that plant by sucking the juices out, then they'll go to the next potentilla and suck all the juices out of it. So spray with a miticide, and we sell one called Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. How's that for a name?
Well, that's a tongue twister there.
Yeah. But it's a mite. You don't see it. They're little creatures. They're out on the soybeans right now. They're in the evergreen trees. But they like to attack petunias and impatiens and some of your garden vegetables.
Okay. All right. Once again, our phone lines are open for any garden question for Dwayne. Give us a call at 320-598-7301. Dwayne, with the drought going on, a lot of lawns are completely dry, and we do have our first question here. This person actually sent us a picture of their back lawn, and it kind of looks like mine. Their lawn is not surviving the drought. It's completely brown, and can I just overseed it in the fall, or will I have to till it up and start over? What's your suggestion with the lawns around the area in the drought?
I've been looking at a lot of lawns. If your lawn is crispy critters and there's no life there, if you grab the brown grass and it pulls up and there's no roots under there, I'd say you even had, besides the drought, you had grub worms in there. I've been seeing grub worm kill all over.
Okay.
If it's that bad and there's no green coming at all, you're definitely going to have to till it, okay? Till it, level it, get that dead grass out of there. Then I would fertilize it and put grass seed on there and roll it. And fall is for planting your lawn, because we're going to get cooler nights, warm days, and we're going to get the fall rains. So it's about time to start thinking about doing that lawn renovation.
Okay. You know, my lawn kind of looked like this person's lawn here, but last week's rain really greened it up, so I wouldn't have to till it up. If it does green up, then it tells you it's still alive, right?
Exactly. If you have a lot of dead grass in there, you could maybe dethatch it. That'll get some of that dead grass out of there, and then I would reseed it. And there's two kind of seasons for reseeding. Do it in August, and so you get those fall rains and it germinates this year. On my gravestone, Paul, is going to say, before you go to the state fair, seed your lawn. Okay? So seed your lawn before the state fair, or especially before the Lacaparra County Fair. And then the other one is dormant seeding. That means work up your lawn, put your grass seed out there right before snow flies, so the snow packs it in there and it comes up next spring.
Okay.
The reason you want to seed your lawn in the fall is cooler nights, warm days, fall rains, and you don't have the competition from the weeds like you do in the spring.
Okay. Dwayne, let's talk about garden produce. Boy, a lot of gardens are producing right now, and a lot of people are picking stuff out of their gardens. It's great to see.
It is. All that hard work, and it is hard work keeping all that going and keeping all those weeds out of there. They're just crazy. But tomatoes are absolutely fantastic out there right now. I mean, slicers, and my wife and I have been having BLTs, Paul.
Oh, you have? I haven't had one yet.
Oh, come on! Have you got tomatoes?
Yeah, well, ours is a little bit behind for some reason, our tomatoes, but they're coming. Turning red.
I'm going to get you a couple. Okay. I got a lot of red tomatoes, and Sun Sugar tomatoes are those little yellow tomatoes.
Yep.
That's like eating candy. I got a whole box full of those. So Sun Sugar, string beans are going good. And I can't believe after this rain how the vine crops have absolutely taken off.
The vine crops?
Vine crops like your cucumbers, you know, the pumpkins, the gourds, the watermelons. They're growing like crazy. So it's going to be a good vegetable, good garden crop this year, and we're starting to reap the benefits of all our hard work.
That's right. Just encourage everyone to go to their local farmer markets, and there's a lot of produce out there right now. So what are some problems in the gardens this summer, Dwayne, that you've seen?
Well, definitely lack of rain, and some people have been watering them, but it's not the same. If you're seeing some yellow out there, there's been red spider mites, there's been cucumber beetles, been potato beetles out there, the cabbage loopers, or you see those little yellow moth butterflies out there, they're kind of going after the cabbage. So we talked about that Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew, which is an organic spray. You can spray that on your garden too, and that'll take care of most of your problems. The other thing is your plants have been under a lot of stress, and if you've done a lot of watering, it's not a bad idea to put some fertilizer on your garden. Because this is the time when they're producing fruits and vegetables, is the time they're putting the nutrients back into that tomato. So if you want to eat a healthy, great-tasting tomato, use Earth Elements fertilizer and you'll have a great tomato.
Okay. Well, we have a question from one of our listeners here, Dwayne. They have a 3-foot coleus in above ground pot. Last week it started sagging, so took it inside. It perked right up when put in sink in cool water and then put back outside. It went limp again. What's wrong with that? Is it too hot? Do I need a bigger pot?
Coleus, there's different types of coleus, but if you have a coleus that's 3 feet tall, you can nip it off a little bit, just pinch it back, and then it'll shoot more leaves from the bottom. You grow a coleus for the bright, colorful leaves, and you pinch the top so it won't have quite so much to support so tall. Probably put it in the shade, out of the wind a little bit, water it, and when you do water it, water the leaves too, because that'll keep the plant hydrated better. Water it.
Okay, but when they put it back outside, it went limp again. Was there a reason for that?
I would say hot, and if she's got it in the sun. Some coleus don't like the sun. You know, coleus in general do better in the shade. I would definitely put it in the shade, maybe out of the wind a little bit, water it, pinch it back a little bit.
Okay. All right, real good.
That's why horticulturists have green thumbs and long fingernails on their thumb, so they can go pinch all the plants.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
Now you know that.
Learn something new again.
Yeah.
I always learn something new when I talk to you, Dwayne.
That's good. And I learn something every day, too. And if we quit learning, that's a sad day.
That's right. Get back into the gardens. The sweet corn, a lot of sweet corn out there right now.
Oh, and it's absolutely great. But, you know...
Is there a certain kind of sweet corn that you prefer or better? Or?
We sell a number of different kinds of sweet corn. Bodacious is a good one. Serendipity is another really good one. If you get the corn the bicolored corn, that means it has white kernels and yellow kernels in it, and that's sugar enhanced. That means it's going to be a sweeter type sweet corn.
Okay.
And Bodacious is good, Serendipity, and there's a number of them out there. A lot of the seed corn companies have their own specialty ones, and so sweet corn at this time is fantastic.
Okay.
Paul?
What's that?
You know what the problem with that is?
What?
For me and you, being diabetic, sweet corn is high in sugar. Not good for us.
Oh, okay.
That and the other thing that's not good for you is potatoes.
Why is that?
High carbohydrates, and that converts over to sugars.
Okay.
Those are on your forbidden list, Paul.
Oh, but I love sweet corn and potatoes.
Yeah, that's our problem.
That's the problem.
Yeah. That's the problem. I love it, too. You can't beat hearty sweet corn or tomatoes from the garden.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
That's right. Well, what's happening at Heather Floral and Greenhouse?
I got a little bit of something to entice people here with. I was talking to my son, Nick, and he's in med school, and they just watched Netflix. It's called Fantastic Fungi, how fungus acts in our soil and how it affects people. It's a good thing. If you want to look at something that's educational on Netflix, called Fantastic Fungi.
Okay. All right.
What's happening at Heather is we're busy landscaping, doing fall pots. If you're looking for fall pots, our fall mums will be in pretty soon. We'll have annual and perennial fall mums, and we'll be doing a lot of fall pots you can put out on your steps.
Okay, real good, Dwayne. Well, there's another garden show for today.
Yep, and what we remember from today is fall is for planting.
Okay, and that's coming up. We got some summer.
Middle of August already.
It goes fast, doesn't it?
It sure does, too fast.
All right, thanks, Dwayne. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
You bet. Have a great day, everybody.
Dwayne Hasted with our garden show for this week. This is KLQP, Madison Dawson. News and weather up next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson, Canby, and in Marshall.